This minute from Elgin's History is brought to you courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. These are the headline stories of May 5th, 1921. I'm Larry Drayfall. Attorney B.P. Altshuler, representing the Aurora, Elgin, and Chicago Railway, offered a bleak picture for the franchise as negotiations between the City of Elgin and the railway seemed ahead of the contract renewal for December 10th. Altshuler and Mayor Arwin Price began positioning for potential negotiations. The railway was on the verge of being sold, according to Altshuler. Bondholders have not been paid, in several years, and the Third Rail Division of the AENC has financially held up the rail lines. Current discussions involving the paving of Dundee Avenue by the city, while still allowing for rail lines, is at the center of the street. A fund for rewarding Elgin police officer Frank Vollman, Charles Struckman, and George Wyatt was started by the Emmerich family. Emmerich's home was the one that was in the process of being robbed when the three officers flushed two men from it. Officer Vollman shot and killed one of the suspects. Mr. Emmerich was said to have told the police officer they'd given their worth in the effort to secure his home and safety, and the three officers would share the fund equally. Elgin banks have refused to serve the city treasurer unless a stipend is paid. That has caused the city to consider banking at an institution not in Elgin. Mayor Price has indicated the city is in no position to offer salary for service. Elgin School Board President Dr. E.H. Abbott, along with Elgin Teachers Organization President Mrs. Nellis Hannaford and Miss Gertrude McCarthy, a teacher, were almost caught up in a riot at the state capitol. The three Elgin residents were participating in meetings to sustain tax legislation to aid education in Illinois communities. The near riot occurred when State's Manufacturers Association statements claimed the victory in the war effort belonged to manufacturing. Members of police organizations, also present for a lobbying on their cause, objected, citing their volunteering for duty on the front lines is surpassed by the manufacturers' claims. Those were the headline news stories of Elgin's newspapers of 100 years ago, courtesy of the Elgin Area Historical Society. Visit the Elgin History Museum at 360 Park Street, Elgin.